All right. We'll go ahead and get started tonight. Praise the good Lord. I've already got revival just seeing this many people come out. I have to admit, the evangelist, Brother Keith, said, "Where's your faith, Ed?" And I have to admit, I must have been running a little bit low tonight. I was expecting about five people here. And two of them was the Lord and the Holy Spirit of God. And I'll tell you what, a little bit of the Lord will make a big difference in any situation. Bible said little as much when God's in it. But I praise the Lord for this great crowd that showed up tonight. And we're just a little church trying our best to do a big work for God. And I'll be honest with you, I'm just like everybody else in here. I want God to do great things, and I'm in too big a hurry. The Bible said, wait on the Lord. Psalms 40 verse 1 said, I waited patiently on the Lord. I went out one day to go to work. I got a hold of my door handle of my car, and that verse just hit me like an 18-wheeler. I waited patiently on the Lord. I know the Lord was trying to tell me something. I was having a hard time getting it because I was in too big a hurry, so I had to stop a minute. I didn't open my car door. I just sat there for a minute and pondered upon what I was sitting there in my mind going over that verse. I waited patiently upon the Lord, and He inclined unto me. I believe that we'll learn to wait on God. Be of good courage. I believe God could probably do some things in our life. Amen. And I thought about, if Abraham had waited on God, they wouldn't have that battle over there with them Arabs. Ishmael would never been born. He'd never listened to his wife. And he'd never went into Hagar, her Egyptian handmaid. And the mess over there in the Middle East between the Palestinians and the Arabs and the Israels would never have happened if Saul had waited on Samuel instead of going there and offering a sacrifice. God would have established his kingdom. But we're just like a little bit of Saul, a little bit of Abraham, and there's others. I just throw them out. I don't want to take the preacher's time tonight. But you know what? We get in too big a hurry.
Amen.
Psalms 46 verse 10 says, be still.
Amen.
And know that I am God. We can just slow down. I mean, I don't know why they put a speed up. Speed armed on my car, but I think I've got one on me too. And I met two or three state troopers on the way up here, and both times I had to slow down, Keith. We're just going to have to learn to slow down. We're going to have to learn how to be still. We're going to have to learn how to listen. I believe tonight, I believe God's going to set a table tonight. If you're hungry tonight, I believe spiritually there's going to be a table right here tonight.
Praise the Lord.
I believe you can find just about anything you need on that table. My Father, when He sets a table, He sets one for everybody, plate for everybody in here. If you come hungry tonight, thirsting tonight, I've got a feeling you can come and dine and sup with Him.
Amen.
Well, it's the first night of revival. I've been a-praying. You've been a-praying. And I don't know about you, but I'll be the first to confess I need revival. My daughter, my granddaughter said, you preach tonight. I said, no, honey. I'm going to get like everybody else, get a chance to sit down and listen to somebody preach. Amen. You know, you spend so much time pouring out, Brother Lehman. Every now and then it's good to take some in. Amen. I mean, just take some in. My car, if it's on empty, I've done found out it don't go too far. It pulls over on the side of the road and won't do nothing. So it's good to get something in your tank. We've got some special singing here tonight. Sister Shirley Means has come tonight. As far as I know, she's the only one singing tonight. And rather than do the congregational singing for sake of time, where's Brother Melvin at? I'm looking for him. Over, he's moved on me. Are we going to sing any congregational singing tonight, or are we just going to turn Sister Shirley loose tonight? Which one do we want to do?
Well, let's
sing a couple of congregational hymns. And then we'll turn Sister Shirley loose. We don't have a Sister Margaret plays our piano, but it's got to have four flats on it for her to be able to play that. But I appreciate her. I want you to know I'm saying it the right way. But we've got Shirley here. She can play anything. So we want to try to sing a couple songs. And I'll let Brother Melvin pick them out here. This is going to be on the internet, so shout all over the place. Make them think we've got 1,000 people here. They won't ever know the difference. It'll just be sound only. And I'll tell you what, I just feel good tonight. Amen.
You know, I feel like traveling on.
Get up a songbook here and help us sing.
Well,
over where I went to church at, we sing by the letter. Rare back, let her go.
I don't think I can play those bass. See, he's already said, I can play anything, and I said, I don't believe I can play those bass notes.
He spoke too soon.
6 to 3, you know that?
He's changing.
When I was here before, he taught me a lot of songs. So he gets started and I follow.
I need to learn much more.
Yeah.
What happened to the choir? Are you coming up tonight?
Yeah, we need a choir. Need some help.
I think we're running pretty low on choir tonight.
We need everybody.
Everybody get them a songbook up. Open number 63. And I don't know about you, but on my heart it's longing for the Lord to come. The way things is looking, I know He's not far off. Pilgrims for Jesus in the lowland of sin, hoping that with Christ the life crown they win. Serving the Master through the morning or wind. Man is coming, but the sunrise will see. Heavenly beauty makes the shadows to flee. For it is late when the Spirit is free. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise. Rangers, but happy in His ranger today. Yes, trying to help our Lord and Savior away. Serving the Master through the noontime are we. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Heavenly beauty makes the shadows. Y'all sing out tonight. Bible said He inhabits the praises of His people. Says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And I believe we say so little when we need to say so much.
You want these
in the key
that written in? Sometimes
I raise them.
Yeah, it'd be
better to have
it
written in. 54.
Number 54. Sing out. There will be a happy meeting in heaven, I know, when we see the many loved ones we know here below. Gather on the blessed hilltops with hearts all aglow. That will be a glad reunion day. Glad day, a wonderful day. Same day, every single person. Y'all know that? Ain't no night up there, just one eternal day.
228.
Why don't y'all stand?
Let's sing out.
About what's ahead of us, what's where we've come from, and
not,
where we're going.
Amen. It's not just grace, it's amazing grace.
Yes. Such.
He also deserves such. He deserves. And
the mic's
okay.
Are the mics on tonight? Are these mics on?
No, I don't. Can you get them on, Brother Melvin? All right. Praise the Lord. I'll be honest with you. The Bible said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Take all the bondage off. Take all the flesh. Just like taking your coat off, take it off. Just enjoy being saved. If you ain't saved, get saved. It's the most wonderful thing. Acts chapter number 8, here's the Ethiopian eunuch. Believe it or not, he's reading the Bible. Man, he's sitting there reading Isaiah 53 of all places for a lost man to be reading, but he's reading. And God told an old preacher right in the middle of revival, leave that revival right now, go down there to that desert, and he was one of them that would obey. He went down there, and God told him, he seen that Ethiopian eunuch riding that chariot, reading that Bible, Isaiah 53. He said, go join yourself. And Philip come up to him. He said, understand if what thou readest, that sound like a preacher, don't it? He said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he began that same scripture, and he preached unto that man Jesus. And that Ethiopian eunuch said, hey, behold, here's water. What doeth hinder me in being baptized? He said, about, now wait a minute. Let me back up just a little bit here. If you got the right kind of Bible, it says, verse 37, if thou believest, thou mayest. If you got one in NIV, that's not in your Bible. Your Bible go verse 36 to verse 38. But if you got a good old King James Bible, that most important verse, the Bible said, as many as believed him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, John 1:12. But he said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And they stopped that chair. He went down and baptized him. Spirit called away Philip. The open eunuch saw him no more. But here's what I read all this for. He went on his way rejoicing, amen. I've been going on my way rejoicing now for about 24 years, amen. Glory to God. If you ain't rejoicing, you can, amen. Hallelujah. Are you aiming to sing now, Sister Shirley?
I'm ready.
I just want to get every bit of it on. I mean, I want to record it. Y'all might just want a little. I want all of it. I mean, I want it all. Everything about God's good, nothing be refused. I want it all, amen. You need a bottle of water, sis, or anything? You got one?
I have one.
Praise
Thank
the Lord.
You. There's no better way to begin a revival than to talk about God's amazing grace.
That's right.
I was thinking about where He has brought us from, but it's okay to look back, and it's okay to learn the lessons, but we've got far more ahead of us, don't we? The best is yet to come, you know? And I'm going to go over that again. Praise God, praise God. I praise Him for what He's taught me in the past. Is this on?
Yeah.
And I thank Him for what lies ahead of us. Because
Amen.
I do believe the best is yet to
come.
Whatever is out there, whatever is distracting us nowadays, if it's the news, if it's someone in your family that's not saved, but still the best is yet to come, right? So I want us just to praise God. Take your mind off of what's going to happen out there after you get out of church. What's going to happen tomorrow at your job. And praise God tonight.
Yeah,
and
right.
Thank Him for what He's going to do. If there's a lost loved one in your family, if you've got a sickness in your body, praise Him. Because you can praise your way out of these things. Yeah. You know that?
Right.
I've done it.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it right now.
Bless
so let's just praise God. We can sit there and we concentrate on Him. And what we can say is, I'm not praising God for cancer, but I'm praising God in the midst of cancer. Or whatever I've got, I don't have cancer. But whatever is out there and you're in the midst of it, praise God in the midst of it. In everything, give thanks to God for this. In everything, give thanks. So let's just sing it if you can, and then I've got a couple more. And praise God. You can pray. You can have a praise on your lips. You can forget about everything right now and praise God.
Praise God.
as everybody else. But it's how you handle them.
That's right.
And what we fear the most is dying. But if our heart and soul is ready to meet God, we really don't have any fear, do we?
Trust in thee. And I said, son, that's all I know to do. You tell me what's better than that. That little boy went to bed and slept like a baby and so did his daddy. You go ahead and trust whatever you want to. I'm going to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Go ahead,
Amen.
Sister.
Jesse, while I'm getting this song ready, do you want to talk to him about what God's been doing with your health?
Yours or mine?
With yours. Both of us.
A week ago tonight, I could hardly walk.
Bless him.
I couldn't sit down. I was hurting in my thighs, my calves, my back. My hands were swollen up. My watch wouldn't even come off without tearing the skin. I was that swollen.
Bless him.
I went to the doctor Monday. But Shirley prayed for me.
Amen.
Other people in the church prayed for me Sunday. I went to the doctor Monday morning. She gave me two shots. I think it's all right. I don't think it's all right. I think I've got some kind of chemical reaction in my body somewhere. I figured something up about it. I don't know. But anyhow, she gave me two shots and a prescription. I went back home and sat down and started to fix something to eat. I said, I'm going to work. I worked 2 hours Monday afternoon. Tuesday, I got up. Praise God. I had a guy come in the post office today and said, let me see your fingers. And I laid them up on the counter. He said, I can't believe it. I said, that medicine can't work that quick. I said, oh, God, it can work for me.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
I don't know one thing. The medicine didn't do it. It might have helped, but God's a healer.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah.
His hands, they were like a big balloon, but you could have popped them, you know, and the air just went out. And then his legs got like that, and you know, we have to put to use the word of God that
that's
we
right,
have,
yes.
Don't we?
Be hearers only, but doers also, amen.
This next song, the only song that I'm going to do, my voice gets very weak really fast, but anyway, the only thing, the only cure for sin is the blood of Jesus.
That's right. Small sin.
It'll work just like it always has. And the name of this song is I Claim the Blood.
God bless you, Sister Shirley. Thank you, Father. Honor your son and your name.
That might not be very loud, but it's all it'll do. I have a source of strength when I am weak. Thou takes me through when life is pressing me. I have a source,
bless her, Lord,
a power,
yes,
from above.
Bless your heart, sister.
I'm covered over,
yes,
by a shield of love.
Amen, sister.
I claim the blood. Oh, what's wrong with that? Jesus shed on Calvary. That's the whole body.
It's all right.
I, precious blood stained.
Yes.
Were made there just for me.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
For all my sin.
Yeah.
My sickness and my shame. Sin brings shame.
Yeah.
When I need healing, I claim those precious blood. I do not know how others make it through, who never go to Calvary as I do. For there a healing, cleansing stream still flows.
Yeah,
with peace that only His redeemed can know. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains,
yep,
were made there. For all my sin,
right,
my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood. For all my sin, my one song, sing it, and sing it everywhere you go.
There you go.
You know,
yeah,
because you're going to bless somebody. There's going
right
to be different people.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you.
She's got to have fun and learn that bother if she can't sing.
Right.
All right, we certainly,
I know. Yeah.
We certainly don't want to overstep our boundaries here. I know as preachers, probably Paul went at the gate ready to preach. I'm sitting here.
Amen.
Somebody said they walked by. Preacher studied one time, his wife walked by, and he's in there going back and forth, and she stuck her head in the door and said, what in the world is wrong with you? He said, I'm in a hurry, and God's not.
Oh.
Sometimes it's like that. So I'm kind of sitting here with a, trying to be a little more sensitive to the Spirit, and like a better word, I'm spinning my wheels here just a little bit. Before I ask Brother Keith to come up here, I'd like to ask Brother Lehman if he would lead us in prayer tonight. That God's will might be manifested in this revival. Listen, I know this is just, you know, it's 5 minutes after seven. This is a Thursday night. You know, this is not Saturday night. The Wildcats and Louisville's not playing. Just turn some things off. Give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you tonight. I've got a feeling God's got something He wants to say to every one of us here tonight. The Bible said, he that hath ears, let him hear. Just turn everything off. Let that still, small voice speak to you tonight. The Bible said, draw nigh to Him. He'll draw nigh to you. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him, and His reward is with Him. Pray for us, Brother Lehman.
Father, we praise and honor You and lift up Your name as we're gathered together tonight in Your presence in this house. We ask, O Lord, that You'll come and may Your Spirit overshadow us and dwell within us and among us.
Yes,
walk between, Lord, the benches and in and out of the aisles,
Lord,
up and down, Lord, around us each one. Cause us, O Lord, to know that You are here. I pray, God, that You'll come in a special way and bless our brother as he ministers the word to us. Come, Lord, with anointing and unction from on high. We know, dear God, that the words that come from lips of clay must have the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, and I pray that You will settle down upon him and preach Your word through him to our hearts. Lord, cause us to know that blood that was shed there upon the cross a couple of thousand years ago is still effective tonight in our hearts. Bless, O Lord, our brother Wade and this congregation. I pray that You'll minister to each one. Each one who's here tonight, whether it's from this church or another, Lord, whatever our day has held for us, I pray that we may be able to lay it down and come into Your presence this night and find a new peace, a new inspiration, a new help from above. Lord, come and settle down upon every heart. Touch our souls.
Yes,
may
Lord.
The name of Christ be exalted in all that is accomplished. We'll not fail to give You the credit and the praise. Lord, I pray that You'll come and give revival. Touch our hearts, not only, Lord, a revival that would just be within the four walls of this church, but that it would spread to the community, into the world around us, and into other churches, and that the churches, that the people of God in each church might be alive and awake unto the inspiration and direction of the Spirit of God. Give glory to Your name. Come, Lord, and have Your divine right of way. Lead us in the way everlasting. Cause us to know that we've been together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, knowing, O Lord, that when heaven bends low, we're able to rejoice in You. So, Lord, have Your divine will and way this night. Do what only Thou art able to do.
Work in our midst.
And we'll praise Your Lord, for it's in Your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Lehman. I think they've got more people here tonight from their church than we've got it here from our church. But we appreciate them so much. They just had revival last week. We went over there Saturday night and Sunday night, and what a blessing, how I was ministered to. Young man, Drew Estes, 18 years old, and for his age, very commendable. Well, I felt God in everything that I heard him say. And it's not hard to feel God. He's never very far from any one of us if we'll just feel after Him. But we got Brother Keith Sullivan with us here tonight. I'd like to ask Tim to come up here. I appreciate him. I've heard him preach one time. And I tell you what, I felt God in him. And no doubt tonight you'll feel God in the preaching of this elder pastor. He's my elder brother. We're both preachers. Neither one of us higher or lower than the other. We're just both servants called to serve a mighty God. But he's been a long more time than I have. Preached a whole lot more sermons, traveled more miles than I have. I respect him. I love him. Looking forward to hearing what the Lord's got upon his heart tonight. I appreciate him so much. From Louisville, is that right?
Yes.
Brother Keith, from Louisville, Kentucky. Brother Keith Sullivan. And I do believe if you'll listen tonight, I believe you can leave tonight with a blessing. I believe you can leave tonight with something from the Lord. I know he'll preach that word of God to you. And I appreciate him. You come on up here, Brother Keith. If you want me to, I'll wire you up with this mic here. If not, I'll just leave this thing.
Just leave it.
Okay, I'm going to lay it right here. Got your bottle of water right here, Brother Keith. Just be honest with you. Let the Lord lead you. You just have liberty there, brother.
I grew up in the country, and this is country, and we used to drink out of a gourd and a bucket. I don't know whether you folks know anything about that or not.
Listen.
I'm here to say this to you, that I'm glad to be here tonight. I'm glad the Lord has permitted me to come this way. And I'm glad that you have come to be with us tonight. And
you know, Brother Matt?
Yeah, turn it on.
And how many of you people in here has problems with diabetes? You know, when your diabetes gets high, it just about messes everything up.
Bless the Lord.
And I started down here this evening, and it seemed like I was looking through a fog like. I down to Brother Ailes, and got a good shot of insulin, and I feel some better.
Bless.
I know when I fully realize tonight that the Lord is the preacher, I know that.
Bless him.
I might make a few words, but as far as preaching is concerned, Paul said that his preaching was not the enticing words of wisdom of men.
You're right.
But it was a demonstration of the power of God.
Amen.
Now, the Lord one time said that his spirit was like the wind, that you couldn't tell from which it cometh, nor you couldn't tell from which it goeth.
Amen.
He said you couldn't secure it. In other words, you couldn't hold it, see? And I've seen some little fellas that didn't look like a very strong person to preach, but when the Lord got a hold of them, they got pretty big.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I've been thinking in the last few days of what I might preach on tonight.
Bless you, Lord.
You know, sometimes a preacher might be in a revival and he might have a message 2 nights from now, but he don't have the one tonight, if you know what I'm talking about. And I was thinking tonight, as I come this way, of when I was a boy growing up. I'm 76. And when I was a boy growing up, the men in the community would plan their crops accordingly. They'd try to get them laid by, and then they'd have the revival scheduled for in the middle of the summer. And people looked forward to it. They didn't allow anything to get in their way. And they put the Lord first. And you know, you're not going to get nowhere much until you do put the Lord first in your life. And I've often thought about how people get tangled up on this denomination thing. You know they do? Now, the Lord don't, but people do.
Right.
Now, in the eyes of the Lord, there's only two types of people, the saved and the lost. That's it. That's it. When you stand before Him, Paul said we would all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. When you stand before Him, He don't want to know what kind of a Baptist or what else you belong to, but it's where your heart is.
Amen.
You know, I've had one time where the Lord told some, He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I remember some 46 years ago, this next month, how that the Lord so graciously saved me. And I didn't know anything about the devil until I got saved.
Amen.
He didn't bother me until I got saved.
Amen.
And then He hunted me up in a hurry.
Amen.
You know, children, I want to read to you tonight about a very, very experienced preacher and a young preacher that went along for the trip. He thought he was going to have a good time, and that poor little fellow wound up in jail. And He learned a lesson in a hard way. My daddy always said that experience was the greatest teacher of all. And I expect it is. Turn with us, if you will, this evening to, let me see, this is a new Bible, and I'm buying a new Bible like I am a new pair of shoes. Sometimes it takes me a while to break them in. This is a Thompson Chain Reference, and I think I wore out about three of them. Let's see. The 16th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, beginning in verse number 25. Now, Paul had seen in a vision a man in a place called Macedonia. And that was asking him, this brother was asking him to come over and help us, you know. When Paul got to that city, he met some of the folks that was going down to the banks of the river or seashore there for prayer services. And these people would go down there each and every day. And Paul and Silas would make their way. And, you know, whenever God's people gets to worshiping the Lord and enjoying things, it draws the devil in. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the devil's going to get there some way, somehow or other. And, you know, there was a young woman there that was known as a soothsayer.
Right.
That woman could tell you what was going to happen to you down the road a little ways, supposedly. But Paul was grieved in the spirit because of this woman, and he turned and commanded in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for that devil to come out of that woman.
Right.
And when the devil come out of that woman, she lost her power.
Amen.
And boy, did she want to run a hunting for the politicians then, you know. You're going to have to help us do something about this man, Paul. He's really messing us up, and he's a teaching things that oughtn't to be taught. And you know, them people there concerning the Romans, all they was interested in was their taxes, what they're paying. That's what they wanted. And they wanted to keep peace among them. So they drove Paul and Silas in there, and they drove to pull their upper garments off of them down to the waist, and they began to lay the lash whip to them. Now, Paul said he received 40 lashes short, one on four occasions.
Right.
And we're talking about a fellow that can take hide, bone, and all. And, I mean, he took hide, hair, and all off of them fellas. And they drug them and put them in the jail. Mm-hmm. Now, it wasn't a nice place at all. More than likely, it was cold and damp and all of those things in there. And above all, it was dark. And you know, they got in there and the young preacher was saying to Paul, what are we going to do now? You reckon we could kind of pay our way out of this place and get out of here? What are we going to do? Paul said, we're going to have a prayer
service.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's right.
Anybody can serve the Lord when you're on the mountaintop.
Yeah, man.
Your brother, how did you handle him when you're
yeah,
in that old valley?
Come on. Yeah. Bless yeah. Lord. God bless you, brother.
You know, they got to singing and praising God and
yeah.
all of that. And God near them. Let me tell you something. If your heart's right with God tonight, when you get on your knees to pray, the Lord gives you the
ability
tonight.
Yeah.
We're not serving a God that's deaf. We're not serving one that don't know what's going on. He even knows who's here tonight. Did
right.
you know that?
That's right.
The Bible says he even knows our thoughts are far off.
That's right, brother.
Man, that's scary, isn't it? Think about what goes through your mind sometimes.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. But you know, they began to sing and to pray and to have a service there. Anybody can serve the Lord when you're on the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, God heard that thing. And you know, God done something there that was out of the ordinary.
Right.
An earthquake. And you know, that jailer's head was on the chopping block all the time if any prisoners got away. You know that?
That's right.
That earthquake hit that jail, our brother, and it shook every door open in that place.
Amen.
We
when that old jailer looked out and he saw what was going on and the jail doors open, he could just see himself right then being beheaded.
That's right.
And the Bible says, I may be getting ahead of my reading here, I don't know, but the Bible says that that old jailer grabbed a sword, didn't it?
That's right.
And he grabbed a sword and said he run in there to take his life.
Amen. That's right.
And Paul cried with a loud voice. He said, do thyself no harm, for we're all still here.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, children. If there's anything our country needs today, it's some old-fashioned Holy Ghost praying Christians.
Yes.
That leads in prayer. Do you hear me tonight?
Yes.
You know, I want to say this to you. Paul, he asked him, he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? I'm way down in there. He said, in the 31st verse, sir. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy whole house.
Yep.
And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord. They didn't hand him a tract or something.
Yep.
They talked to him about what the Bible
said. Yep.
And to all that were in the house.
Amen, Brookie.
He took them the same hour. Now here's this converted jailer and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway.
Amen.
I'll tell you, old time Holy Ghost salvation will put a different heart in you, you know.
Amen.
Man, it'll make a person out of you that you can get along with. Yes, sir. A lot of these divorce cases that's down here at Columbia, they're trying right now. All they need to do is get the Lord in their life.
Yes.
Get the Lord
right.
in their home.
Right.
And it will change the whole thing. Now this same fellow here had been a foot in the stripes on him a little earlier. Now he's a doctor, no maybe. He's altogether changed, isn't he? You know, old time Holy Ghost salvation will do things to you.
Amen. Right.
It'll even let your dog know you've been changed or something, you know. You'll treat him better. You'll treat everybody better. But you know, here, I want us to look at this for just a moment here. He said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? That's a good question, ain't it? There's a lot of people that's asking that question. Jesus said no man could come unto him except the Spirit of his Father draw.
That's right.
Amen.
The Lord's got to draw you. You just don't march into a church on a certain day and say, I'm going to be saved today.
Bless the Lord.
The Lord has got to be in it. The Lord has got to be touching you. The Lord has got to be pouring his Spirit upon you. In other words, you've got to get under conviction.
That's right, Brother Keith.
You've got to get under conviction.
Yes.
I was under conviction for weeks.
Amen.
Weeks. I got to where I couldn't get along with nobody.
Amen.
Everybody was wrong but me. Mm-hmm. Let me say this to you if you're here tonight. The only thing you need to do is to answer the voice of the Lord.
Right.
The voice of the Lord is telling you to repent. Come to Him. Confess your sins. I want to tell you something. I put in about, I guess, 4 or 5 nights on the altar. Finally, a little old man had come to me, a little bald-headed preacher. He's gone to be with the Lord a long time ago. He said, don't you think you ought to go tonight? That's the way you feel right here tonight. But there's a voice there saying, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't
You're right.
It. I'm going to tell you something. That devil's a preacher, too.
Oh, yeah.
That devil can preach.
Yes,
don't you
can.
Think he can?
Yeah, look at Adam and Eve.
And you know, he said the devil will be telling you some that tomorrow night. And when he said that, I went to the altar.
Amen.
I prayed, till I wore the carpet out. I'm telling you, they had a big church and a big altar there. An old, I like to call them a mourner's bench.
Bless you, Lord.
When you get under old-time conviction, you'll be on a mourner's bench.
That's right.
You know, put in about 3 nights of that. And then you know what? The Lord told me I need to do some straightening up. You and me be sitting here tonight saying, I wish I could be a Christian. And the Lord is telling you what you need to do.
Amen.
I remember one time, raised up down the lower end of this county, a little short fella would come up there to wait for the mail. And I guess he had made enough liquor to run that creek there for a week. And I mean, he was wicked. And a fella come to the door there, and my mother let him in. He said, is Luther here? She said, yeah, he's right here in here by the stove. It's cold weather. He come in there, and he said, Luther, do you remember me? Nelson? He said, well, I'm Willard McKinley. He said, I was down at your house one time, and there's about five or six of us. And he said, I stole 17 silver dollars from you when you was drunk. And he said, I want to make it right. He said, all right. Well, he said, I'm going to count them out to you. He said, here are 17 silver dollars. I want to pay you off. I've thought about that since then.
Bless you, Lord.
The Lord is not going to save you in your sin, but He'll save you from your sins.
Amen.
You hear me tonight?
Yeah.
The Lord is going to want you to straighten your life up. If you owe somebody an apology, you're going to have to go to them.
Amen, Brookie. Amen.
You're going to have to look them in the eye and
yeah.
tell them exactly what you've done.
Amen, make it right.
That's repenting. You know, I'm going to tell you something about that. There was a little fella one time that heard that the Lord was coming through that part of the country. And bless his little heart, he was living short. He wasn't very tall. And he found out the route that the Lord would be taking. And he got me up in that sycamore tree.
Yeah.
He just said, oh, I won't see him.
Yeah.
But the Lord already saw him.
Right.
You know, when Jesus got to that place, Jesus looked up into that sycamore tree and he said, that this make hatred come down. For today I must abide at thy house.
That's right.
You know, he started scrambling down from there. And he said, Lord, the half I still give to the poor.
Yeah.
And he said, if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, he said, I'll restore him fourfold.
That's right.
That's repenting.
Amen.
That's what it's all about.
Amen.
I've seen people get somebody over the side and whisper in their ear, I've done this, I've done that for you. My God, I want to tell them right in front of the church. I'm here to say this to you. Come right out in the open. Spell it out. You know, my wife said that she used to hate to see Uncle Cash. The poor old feller was so afraid that he had missed a mark on somebody. And every time he'd go back to the altar and he'd say, I just don't want to take a chance. She said her grandpa and another man that had an argument about some pigs or hogs or something. And she said that her grandpa went back to that man at Old Morris Chapel down here in the other end of the county. And said, you know, said he said to him, he said, I want you to forgive me. I've done you wrong on them hogs and I want to make it right. And that guy said, Uncle West, I ain't about to make it right. Get away from me. He said, Uncle West didn't get, her granddaddy didn't get to the front of the church that that man was crawling over the benches, just screaming, yes, I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you. Let me say this one thing to you, children. The Lord ain't going to bless you one old a bit as long as you've got one thing between you and Him. That's
right.
You can't pray. I heard a preacher say one time that he went on a note for a man for $200. In Depression years back in the 30s. And he said that he come on up there and he said that man didn't pay it. He said, you know, he said, I had to go sell some sheep and some calves at the stockyard down in North Carolina. And I had to pay it.
Amen.
And he said, I said to myself, I'll never speak to him again. And he said, every time I got on my prayer bones, he said, there was that doggone note and that feller and the pigs and the hogs. And he said, finally, he just went and told him. He said, I was wrong in what I done. Forgive me, Lord. What you done was wrong. But he said, forgive me, Lord. Let me say this one thing to you, children.
Bless you, Lord.
You want to be a Christian tonight?
Bless you, Lord.
Is there anything between you and the Lord? Is there anything between you and anybody?
Amen. Yes.
One time over here in Greene County, back, I guess it was in the 70s, I passed from the church there. And a young man come after the service. He said, preacher, I want to get right. But he said, there's a man of Louisville that I need to straighten something out with. I said, let's go to it. And he said, do you know where it is? I said, well, I'll find it if it takes the rest of the night. And we located that man. And that young man stood on that man's porch. And he said, what I've done was awful. Won't you forgive me? And Richard said, yes, I'll forgive you. Let me say this one thing to you tonight, children. We used to sing a song that I guess the first church I ever pastored back in the mid-60s. And you know, children, they love to sing that song called My Lord Keeps a Record.
Amen.
And you know what? He keeps a record.
Yes, he does.
Did you know the Lord knows every one of you in here personally?
Right.
Yeah. Did you know there ain't a thing in this world you could hide from Him?
Amen.
Matter of fact, He knows how many of us prayed today. Did you know
Amen.
That?
Right.
And you know what? It's just as easy for that pastor to tell who's done their homework. Is that right? It's just as easy to tell them that's prayed when they come to church.
Amen.
I'm here to say this one thing to you. I'd rather be an old-time Christian Lord than anything I know tonight.
Amen.
I lost my companion almost 2 years ago. It's one of the roughest spells that I've ever went through. Let me say this one thing to you. I believe in old-fashioned Holy Ghost marriages.
Amen.
I believe in them kind that goes until they say death, do you?
Amen. That's right.
Now, if you're here tonight, you've been married more than once, I'm sorry, but I have to tell you what I stand on.
Bless you, Lord.
I'm here to say this one thing to you. I had a wedding one time at a Catholic church in Valley Station. I said to that priest, I said, what do you want me to do? He said, I want you to read the story concerning that a couple becomes, when they marry, they become one flesh. I said, what's the biggest problem you have here? He said, I have 600 families in this parish. Lord, I don't know how many thousand people that would be. He said, the biggest problem we've got, he said, some of these young Catholics think you just marry until you get tired of two and then you go get you another. Let me say this to you. My book says thou shalt not commit adultery.
Yeah.
And I believe that. I'm here to say this to you. I believe all 10 of them. I don't believe, preacher, I don't believe there's the 10 suggestions either. I believe there's the 10 commandments. I'm here to say this to you. Paul said the greatest of all of them was to love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and thy strength and thy mind.
That's right.
And then he said, the second of these is to love thy neighbor as thyself. Then he said, upon these hangs all of the laws and the prophets.
That's right.
Let me say this one thing to you. You're here tonight and God's dealing with you. You may feel like you're the worst person in this county right this moment. But I want you to know something. You've got to come to the Lord and you've got to come to the terms of the gospel.
That's right.
You've got to come to them, children. He said, when I see the blood, he said, I'll pass over you. Oh, my goodness. Boy, I'll tell you, them Israelites was glad they sprinkled some lamb's blood around, you know it.
Amen.
You better believe it. There was a death in every home where that blood had been applied. He spared them. What am I talking to you about? A younger conviction tonight? As the Lord already told you what you need to do to get by. You know something? It's left up to you. It's left up to you. Your wife or your husband or your family or the preacher here, nobody else can do it for you. You're going to have to move yourself. I worked with a church over in Shively a few years back in the 60s. I've seen that old man come to the church. We called him Mr. Tubb. I guess he was my age or maybe older at that time. I've seen that old man just bawl and cry. And the tears cover the front of his clothes. Rip on the floor. You couldn't have moved him with a bulldozer. I wondered, Lord, have mercy. What's wrong? What's the problem? What's the trouble? I'm here to say this to you. Tonight, children, I wouldn't take nothing in this world for what I feel in my heart and soul.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
If I never see my home again,
bless him, Lord.
I've got a better place.
Yes.
To wait on.
Hey.
I'm not ashamed to shed a few tears. Paul said one time, he said, for the space of 3.5 years, he said, I cease not to go to warn you night and day with tears.
That's right.
Lord have mercy. Jesus went to the home of that family there in Bethany. Their brother was dead.
Yeah.
He told his disciples 2 or 3 days before, he said, Lazarus is dead.
Amen.
One of them said, well, he said he's sleeping. Finally, he just told him, said he's dead.
That's right.
You know, when he made his way there, you think about this for this moment.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
Jesus wept.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy, children. I'd rather crawl up and down this aisle here and wear my pants out and repent every 5 minutes and know that I was safe if I left here.
Amen.
That's the most important thing in the world, is to know that you've been bought by his precious blood. I can't do it for you, sinner. Nobody can do it for you. It's up to you. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? I heard a preacher say one time that he stood in the hospital in Somerset and he sent a man going out into eternity begging the Lord to give him one more chance for prayer. Let me say this one thing to you. Moses said that God's Spirit wouldn't always fly with man.
That's right.
There's such a thing as turning him back too many times. I'm here to say this to you tonight. I drove 600 miles to pay back 60 cents that I've stole when I was a kid. Let me tell you something, brother. If there's something between you and the Lord tonight, you better be giving it out.
Amen.
Drove to Indianapolis, a great aunt. She wasn't home at the midnight hour. We went. We had to hunt her up. I had no idea where she lived. We looked through the phone book. If you mean business, the Lord means business. Do you hear me?
Right.
The Lord can open up doors that you didn't even know was there. And I called her. She said, I wouldn't let nobody in my house at this hour of the night, as mean as this town is, Indianapolis. I said, I owe you a quarter.
Bless.
I said, I can't get by till I pay you. I told her what I'd done. I picked up something at her store. I didn't pay for it.
Bless you. Bless you.
When you get here, the door will be open. Let me tell you something, brother. There's nothing that God won't do for you tonight if you mean business.
Amen.
The Lord will take care of anything that's in your way if you'll just come to Him.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank
He said,
you.
If you'll come as humble as a little child.
That's right.
I want to tell you something, children. Prayer is the key to the kingdom, and don't you forget that. That's what it's all about. We got back in the Louisville, that pastor said, well, you're going home and go to bed. I said, oh, no, no, no. I've got to see two more people before in the morning. Preacher, I didn't get out of bed sleepy.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless you. Did you ever go to see somebody and you hoped they wouldn't be at home? Lord, I dreaded seeing that woman so bad. But it wound up I didn't have to see her. I seen her husband.
Bless him, Lord.
He come to the door. About 3 o'clock in the morning and there's a raining. He wasn't very happy about it. What do you want? I said, I owe your wife 20 cents. She bought my lunch at school one day and I never paid her back.
Bless him, Lord. Yeah.
That man fell back again that door there and bawled and cried. He said, I belong to the Christian church here in Jamestown. He said, if I get about half of them to do what you're doing this morning, he said, man, we can have us a church.
Yeah, man. That's right.
You can't paint the devil in hell, church. Do you hear me?
Yes. Bless you. Good preaching, brother. Amen.
I got back to my church that morning. I want to tell you, sinner, I was under conviction, and I mean really under it. When you get under conviction enough that you quit eating and drinking, you're getting pretty close to it.
Yes.
I'm a cold with my wife, and I'd say, honey, is the Lord going to take me? She said, oh, no, no. He's going to see you through it.
Amen.
I hit that altar and they were about 5 or 6 out of the choir come and hit it. I'm here to say this one thing to you, children. You can't mix the world and the things of the world with the things of God. It don't work.
Amen.
It don't work.
That's right.
If you lied on somebody, you're going to have to straighten that lie out. If you owe somebody something, you're going to have to pay that debt.
Amen.
I ain't got 1 ounce of confidence in somebody that won't pay their debts.
Amen.
Let me say this one thing to you. If you want the Lord to really bless you, clean the slate clean.
Amen.
If you've said something about somebody and gossiped about them, clean it up. A lot of people have a lot better chance of going to heaven if they get that phone out of the wall.
Amen.
You know that?
Amen.
I pastored the church back in the 60s, and I had 2 women in there. If I'd owned a radio station, I'd have sure God wanted them for me. I tell them, Pastor, if you want to get the devil out of your face, call him the devil from the pulpit. I said, you 2 women is a stirring of trouble in this church. I'm going to give you 1 week, and if you don't clear this up, I'm going to call your name from this pulpit. Man, we had shouting services there for about a month. Let me tell you something, brother. If you want to get the devil out of your face, call him the devil. Hold him out. There's 1 thing, preacher, that the devil can't take, and that's the truth.
Heaven, that's right.
He can't handle the truth. The Bible says that he's a liar and the father of it. A liar and the father of it.
Amen.
My father-in-law said that, I don't know how many years ago it's been, but out here at this big church, he said he went over there one night during a revival. I don't know whether any of you ever remember a fellow named Oris Bailey or not. But Oris, I remember when him and Ada used to go back through the coffee schoolhouse and come back there at dad's and go upstairs and go to bed at night on Saturday night. He was just a young preacher then. Abinall said that that man took his text that night at that revival down there. On there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen.
He said, I'm telling you what, he preached an hour. before he got through preaching, he said they'd straightened out hog corners, hog deals, fence corners, surveys moved, and a little of everything. He said, man, that church was a rocket. I'm here to say this to you, children. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know.
Amen, Ricky. Amen.
I'm going to tell you something, sinner. If you want to be an old-time Christian, come and get on this altar.
Yeah.
Pour your heart out to the Lord. Quit laying your faults on somebody else. And own up to them. You're the one that's doing it. I'm here to say to you, I preached at a few places they wouldn't let me come back. I preached a few places, preacher, that I couldn't have got back in there with a court order. I'm here to say this to you. God help that preacher that's afraid to preach.
Amen.
Lord help him. He's got to be a miserable person.
Yes, amen.
I'm here to say this to you. The Lord told me to preach this to
him. Amen. Preach the word.
And for 46 years, that's what I've done.
Amen.
Had a woman run up to me one Sunday morning after church was over. She said, when are you going to quit preaching to the church? I said, when people like you get more God, boy, you burn out, I won't have to, will I?
Amen, Ricky.
Amen.
I'm here to say this to you. If you're walking the straight and narrow way with the Lord, and you know that everything is under the blood, you can go home tonight and sleep like a baby.
That's right.
Amen.
Absolutely right.
And there ain't no preacher ever walked that could bother you if you're living for the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Why, you know, children, there was a story one time where Jesus fed several thousand multitudes. You remember? And all they had there was a little boy had, wasn't it, two fish and five loaves of bread, wasn't it? Yeah. All they just eat, and the thing about it is they had 12 basketfuls when they got there.
That's right.
You know that?
Amen.
And, but then the hard part comes. Jesus began to preach to them, didn't he? That's in John 6.
Yeah.
You know, he said that many of them said this is a hard saying.
Yeah.
Who can hear it?
That's right.
A lot of people ain't going to vote for a man that'll preach.
Amen.
They want somebody that'll pray. Play around with them. They preachers that wouldn't preach on this county here on adultery for love nor money. They know they'd get kicked out the door if they did. One told me one time the Lord led him to go somewhere. I said, well, it was what they paid, wasn't it? And I want to say this to you. That said, that's a hard saying. Who can hear it? Said, many of them turned and walked them over with
right.
But then, children, he looked at Simon Peter. And he said to them, he said, would you also go away? Mm-hmm. Peter, in the 68th verse, said these words. Lord, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life.
Amen.
I'm here to say this one thing to you. I want to say this to you tonight. If you're here and you're lukewarm or you're lost or whatever the case is, you're going to have to come the Lord's way if you want to go to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not going to get in sideways or slip in, or somebody ain't going to help you get in. You're going to have to come the Lord's way.
Amen.
And you know, one of these days, he said, straight was the gate and narrow is the way.
There is a way.
And few there be that enter that
gate. Neither be that find it. Amen.
I believe it was the same scripture where that he said, some of them would say to him, Lord, we testified in thy streets, you know, we've done these things, all these things. He said, he'd tell them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Never.
I knew you not.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to say this one thing to you. Today, Paul spoke in the book of Thessalonians 1 and 2 concerning the second coming. Mm-hmm. Preacher, if we're not in that right now, I don't know what I'm talking
Amen,
about.
Amen, Brother Kent. Amen.
I believe we are.
Oh, yeah.
I believe we're definitely God.
Oh, yeah.
And we're seeing things occurring right now.
That's right.
Somebody had told you when you was a kid you wouldn't have believed it.
Come on, brother.
I'm here to say this one thing to you this very day. He said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
That's right.
Lord have mercy. Think about that. He ain't changed.
Amen.
Give us a song. I've went long enough. But I want you to know this tonight, sinner. We're here to pray for you. And I'd like to help you get something that you could go home with.
Amen.
That you have never had before. I can't do it for you. Or this man here can do it for
you. That's true,
but. But while we stand and while we sing, if you'll just step out on your own and say, preacher, I need Christ. You may think I've went too far. I can't do it. But while we stand and sing.
Page 138. 138.
Lord, thank you for saving me. Sometimes I just bend the altar and say, Lord, thank you for the great message that I just heard. Let me say one more thing in 1 Peter chapter 3, talking about husbands and wives, and he mentioned about being married and staying married, and there's a whole lot more to marriage than Hollywood tells you. So let me pull back to my ear just a little bit to the husbands and wives here tonight. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 says, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as in being the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of a grace of life. Why? That your prayers be not hindered. You won't pray too good if things ain't right between you and your wife. I know I've been there and done that. I know, but if it didn't all make things right, my prayers was hindered, heaven was brass. I didn't get nowhere on my knees, couldn't get a hold of God. Or maybe somebody tonight, preacher, I need to make something right tonight. Something a preacher said that reminded me of something in my life I need to make right. Or maybe as a husband and wife, isn't that preacher? We need to get to the altar. We need to make things right. Listen, we got plenty of time. Don't worry about the world's schedule. Right now, God's here. I know He's here because I'm one of His. And I'll tell you what, He said, we know His voice. He knows our name. You need to come tonight. Won't you come? We got plenty of room up here. If not, we'll make room. We'll clean a few off or whatever. But I'm telling you right now, it's time right now to make things right. He talked about the Lord going to come. And I do believe He's absolutely right. He may come. He may come before the sun comes in the morning. If He come, would you be ready? He said, be ye ready, for an hour you think not the Son of Man come. Won't you come tonight if you got a need? Maybe something tonight you just want to thank the Lord for. I don't know. We got one on the altar. She should be there by herself. Here comes one. There'll be about five more come out with her. I tell you right now, we'll just hit this altar tonight, make things right, get a blessing. You'll just come on tonight. You know what revival is? It's time, really, to just get down, get back, trust God, get back to the Lord. Won't you come tonight and pray a little bit? Tell you right now, you can have the Lord. God's going to bless you. Terribly disappointed, because I'm going to tell you right now, the welcome mat's on the threshold. of the door of heaven, and the door of heaven's Jesus. He said, I'm the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. He's the way, the truth, the life. The Bible said in Acts 4, verse 12, there's no other name. No, not Muhammad. No, not Harry Kishner. No, not Joseph Smith. Not the Amish way, not the Mennonite way. It's God's way. I'm telling you, Jesus, there's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved but the name Jesus. His name's above every name. God has given him a name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee's going to bow. Here or there, he's going to bow. Things in heaven, things in earth. Every tongue's going to confess that he's Lord. Here or there. One way or another, you're going to bow the knee. One way or another, you're going to say, Jesus is Lord. I'm glad it's my Lord, Brother Kitty. How did he become your Lord, Brother Eddie? I asked him. Somebody said, Eddie, Jesus loves you. Somebody said, Eddie, if you'll ask him, you'll save it. I believed it. I knelt down at my bedside 9,000 Edge Road, April 27, 1988, didn't even know how to pray. Just knew I was good and lost on my way to heaven. I knelt down there and called upon him, the trench of mercy and all, and called upon him. And I said, dear Lord, somebody told me you loved me. Somebody told me if I'd ask you, forgive me my sin and save my soul. I say the best way I know how right here, right now, I'm asking you to save me my sin. And lo and behold, about 6 acres of heaven come down in my soul. All the filth went away, and the burden and weight of sin was gone. How did it feel? It felt pretty good. I'll tell you right now, God looked in the mirror, and the mirror couldn't show up. I couldn't hide it. My mother called me fanatic, and I've been fanatical ever since. But when something big as God comes in, when the peace and rest and all understanding, and the joy of people will fill your soul, you'll do just like this preacher said. You go all over the place making wrongs right. That's what I did. We apologize to the woman for giving her cussing. We apologize to the preacher for bragging about how drunk he was going to get when he got home. Made some wrongs right. Couldn't wait to get it done. Oh, I've been sleeping pretty good ever since. Amen. Maybe somebody else got something on your heart.
Why don't you let her sing a song dedicated to
Harry
Winthrop?
He touched me. Everybody sing it.
But you
still
come.
Oh, he touched me.
He'll do it.
And all that you know,
yeah,
that floods my soul.
Thank you.
phone and knock as much as she wants prayer. She said, all y'all pray for me. I've got surgery coming up. And the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 13, I think it's verse 2, it said, remember them in affliction and being in the body with them. You know, that was you. He wants him to pray for you. And here she was, going to have surgery. They didn't think that she'll be strong enough to make it through it, but she trusted in God. The Bible said he's a faithful creator. He got her through it. She just wanted to praise the Lord tonight. Maybe somebody else got a praise tonight. Something on your heart tonight. It's been good to be here. I don't lie on God and say it ain't. I'll tell you right now, if you're good and saved. I remember before I got saved, boy, I thought my wife told the preacher everything I'd ever done, but it wasn't her. It was God through him speaking to me. But when I got right with God, the same thing. I guess blessed my hand then, blessed me after that. I said, praise God, preach on heaven if you want to. Glory to God. Amen. And it makes a difference to get good and saved. Good right with God. Anybody else can't hang your heart tonight? Y'all remember Andrew, he had appendix removed. I said gallbladder three times. David said appendix. Must be pretty close. You got something on your heart there, brother?
I'd like to say it's good to be here. This is my first time down here. I'm from Case County. Mayor of Russell County earlier.
Yeah.
And so we used to come down and visit tonight. It's good to be here. Good message.
Yeah.
And pretty talk about over the years the things that he had seen. Happen. I've seen God do so many miracles over the years.
Yes.
Just a little thing. We always look for a miracle in some great people. Just little things. I believe it would be a miracle.
Yeah.
That God took care of.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know I'm a Christian. You know, you talk about, I guess I got an experience that makes no great after that. And guess where I got saved at? I got saved on a Sunday morning on my knees. From the courthouse in
Liberty,
Kentucky.
Amen.
Around 9:30, between 9:30 and 10
o'clock. Glory to God.
And saw this judge, and everything had changed. I told him, when I come home, my dog,
yeah.
He'll be right up on me, judge, I'll kick you down.
Yeah.
So I'm glad tonight, I'm glad I'm Christian. I'm glad I'm saved.
I'm Christian.
And the pastor of a church in Dublin, we made a Christian so high.
Bible that got started. Lord, appreciate that testimony. Appreciate that brother being with us tonight. Maybe somebody else tonight.
Yes, Brother D. Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never made it.
Yeah. Dismiss us in prayer tonight. If you wouldn't mind, Brother Keith, would you please go back to the door? If you feel like you go back to the door there. Appreciate this preacher labored in the word tonight. And if you would please dismiss the word of prayer. Thank you for coming. Please pray about the revival next week at their church. Please pray about the revival here. If you can, come back tomorrow night. Bring the busload with you. We'll make room for them somehow. Thank you so much for coming. Go ahead, brother.
Heavenly Father, we are thankful tonight, Lord, that we can be here and hear the word that brought forth tonight. And Heavenly Father, we just want to pray for this miracles they talk about, the miracle of salvation that comes through Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just pray, God, to the upcoming days that the Holy Spirit will come and move in a very special way at this revival service. Lord, let it be revival. Let it
touch
our hearts.
Yes, Father.
Many people,
let it be a God sent, God
among us. Lord, the other revival is going to be coming next week.
Thank
Lord,
you for visiting
our
hearts tonight. Thank you for ministering.
Pray, God,
as
you move in a very special way.
For making your words so clear tonight.
We're a time in our hearts, in our nation, and in the world, Father.